Good morning. Another warm and humid start to the day across interior New York and New England. Most locations starting in the 60s to around 70, with the dew points also in the 60s, making for a sticky start. A cold front not too far off to our north and west will make an approach during the day today, so we'll have a fair amount of cloud cover mixed with the hazy sunshine. Still, though, with that hazy sun, temperatures should have no problem getting through the 70s and well into the 80s this afternoon, with areas in the mid-Hudson Valley east into southern New England touching the 90-degree mark once again. As the front eases to the south, we will see scattered showers and thunderstorms firing. Some of them could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and some heavier downpours, primarily from I-90 and points south during the middle and latter portion of the day. This will start a trend toward cooler and drier air. The humidity will still be up through the late afternoon hours, but begin to slide towards sunset and beyond. And with dew points dropping quickly later on tonight, it'll become much more comfortable. As the skies clear out, temperatures will drop back into the 50s. High pressure building in behind the front will set us up for a couple of gorgeous days across the region with full sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday, much lower humidity. It'll be pleasant with highs both days in the upper 70s. A warm front will approach from the west on Thursday night and clouds will move back in. And with mostly cloudy skies and that front passing by on Friday, we run the risk at some scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs staying in the 70s. Behind that warm front, a more summer-like feel with increased humidity and a mix of sun and clouds for the weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, though, will be possible in this environment with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms lasting into the early part of next week in the lower 80s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the mid-Missouri to the upper Mississippi Valley. Daytime heating and rich low-level moisture featuring dew points in the upper 60s and lower 70s will shift north into this enhanced risk area during the afternoon. As a trough approaches from the west, convection will initiate along both an eastward moving cold front and the warm front lifting to the north. While the strongest mid-level flow will lag slightly off to the west, effective shear values of 35 to 40 knots will support vigorous and widespread convective development. Near the warm front, back surface flow and considerable veering with height will likely provide a small corridor of higher tornado potential. Moreover, initial discrete development will be capable of large hail. Thereafter, deep layer wind profile suggests relatively quick upscale growth to the south during the evening, likely resulting in damaging winds becoming the primary threat across the upper Mississippi Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 62, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny in the lower 90s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday set a new record at 95 degrees. The old record was 94, 1949. 64 was the low, giving us an average temperature of 80 degrees. That's 14 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.84 inches for the month and 20.75 inches for the year. There were 15 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 37, that's 7 above normal, and 87 for the year, which is 27 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 94, set in 1892, and the record low, 38, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the lower 80s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows back into the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid again today with highs around 90, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, gradually clearing tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Gradual clearing tonight back into the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, humid with highs in the upper 80s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, much lower humidity in the upper 70s, mostly sunny, upper 70s on Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday, mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with a few scattered showers and storms and highs all 3 days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.